Hello, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan by Hidemi Woods. I'll read episodes from my books I wrote and talk about them here. I hope you enjoy the show with me. Hi, I'm Hidemi Woods. I'm reading an episode from my book, An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today's episode is called Fox. It's about one of strange phenomena that sometimes happened in my childhood. Fox. The elders of old families in the hamlet where I grew up had regularly practiced a Buddhist chant when I was little. My grandfather was one of them. He didn't come home from the practice one night by the time he was supposed to. When we were worried and about to go look for him, he turned up at our doorstep, sweating and getting muddy. He was shaken by fear and said, "It was a fox. A fox got me." Usually, he would come home by passing through the narrow, unpaved alley that led to a wider street near our house. According to him, he was walking home on the familiar dark alley as usual after he left the elder's house where the chanting practice was held. But on that particular night, the alley he had walked hundreds of times didn't come to the wider street. It didn't end. When he reached the end of the alley, the entrance of the same alley started again instead of the street. The alley continued endlessly, and he couldn't get out of it. He began to panic, ran, tumbled, repeated countless trips through the alley, and finally landed onto the street. In my hometown, people believed that an inexplicable incident like this was caused by a fox that bewitched them. A fox sometimes pulled mischief around us, and my mother had a similar experience. Because it had been common knowledge throughout the neighborhood, everybody in my family was fully convinced that my grandfather's story was true. Except, I inwardly suspected that a fox might mean drunkenness. By the way, we call a shower when the sun is shining a fox wedding. My family used to be a farmer. When I lived in my hometown as a child, my grandparents and my parents are busy as farmers. Everybody in my family worked as a farmer, as farmers. And I lived in a rural area of Kyoto, and my house stood in a small old hamlet. It was a small cluster of old houses surrounded by fields and rice paddies. It was really remote, outdated, old, rural neighborhood. where few stores existed around the houses. There were only three mom and pop stores in my neighborhood. One was a green grocery, and one candy store, and a small commodity store. That was it. And all the neighbors are farmers too. Some neighbors had their fields close to their house, but ours were far from home, so my parents were out for work by car and came home late at night, usually. But in the winter time, the process was slightly different from they did in the summertime. My family grew not rice, but vegetables. Our product was eggplant in summer and spinach in winter. In the winter time, my parents wrapped spinach out at the fields and brought them back by a truck and brought them home. And my grandparents worked to spruce up spinach, muddy spinach, at the garage of our house. Sprucing up spinach meant excluding brownish leaves and get it together as a small bunch of spinach with a straw. By binding with a straw. And my father carried the spruced up spinach to the nearby washing place. That washing place was a communal space for neighbor farmers. We used the place together to wash up their product from the fields. And my parents wore boots. Got in the water, icy water, in the winter, and washed spinach with other neighbor farmers. But I often went in to the washing place too. Not because to help them or work with them, but simply to see my parents. Because once they went out to the fields, it was far from home and I couldn't see them in the daytime. But when they washed spinach at the washing place, I could see them nearby house. So I just went into the washing place to see them working together. And other farmers mainly grew leeks. Many leeks on the floor of the washing place. And one day, I hurriedly ran into the washing place to see my parents. And I don't remember the reason why I was running into the washing place. Maybe I wanted to see my parents very urgently or something, but I just running into the washing place and ran toward the spot my parents were washing spinach. And then I inadvertently stepped onto a leek of a neighbor farmer. And the leek was a slippery vegetable. And I slipped onto the leek, flew into the air, and jumped into the icy water. I was sinking with spinach, and my father grabbed me and helped me get out of the water and took me home. That was so embarrassing. I was probably 7 or 80 years old, smaller than that, maybe 6 or 7, but it was such an embarrassing moment for me. But other neighbor farmers were laughing, and nobody had ever done that before, so they had never seen a person jumping into the water at the washing place. So my neighbors were laughing, and for them it was a big show. Nowadays, I've seen leeks from Kyoto at the supermarket everywhere in Japan. It on the shelves, the leeks from Kyoto is sold next to other leeks, but at higher prices, because it was a specialty of Kyoto. So it was distinguished from other leeks only because they came from Kyoto. And leeks from Kyoto are called Kujo leeks as a specialty. It's a kind of a brand name now. Japanese people like to brand pretty much everything. So while I wasn't aware of leeks from Kyoto has become famous, and Japanese people branded it as Kujo leeks and have sold at high price as a local specialty. And Kujo leeks are especially from my neighborhood. Kujo leeks, the name of Kujo leeks came from the street name near my house. That was Kujo Street. So the leeks that my neighbors grew has been branded and has become a local specialty, a high-end vegetable. I had never imagined the leeks of my neighborhood would have this bright future. So that means I stepped onto that brand Kujo leek at the washing place and slipped onto the local specialty when I was a child. The last time I visited my hometown and I saw my neighborhood after decades have passed, that was a totally different place where I used to know. Instead of fields or rice paddies, there had been many, many new houses built in place of the fields. Unfamiliar houses and unfamiliar neighbors were all around us. There were almost no fields or paddies, and the washing places were gone too. So with those modern looking neighborhood and those many houses, I don't think a fox resides there anymore. Because I don't think there's no space for them. So a fox has stopped working mischief now, I guess. That's for today. That's all for today. And I hope you come back again. Thanks for listening. I'm Hitemi Woods. Until next time, take care and be well.
Audiobook, The Family in Kyoto, One Japanese Girl Got Freedom by Hitemi Woods on sale at online stores or apps. Apple Books, Google Play, Audible, 43 available distributors in total.